CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, ring ring. It's Jax, Jones, and Mabel. Or should I say ring ring? Ring ring. Do you hear how she says it? Did you hear that? Listen again. Listen. Hello. There we go. Ring ring. Ring ring.
Where did you find that?
Ah, shut up, Ben.
Sounds.
Gosh.
All right.
Someone's name is Mabel?
Yeah, Mabel.
What in the Ebonics is going on?
What's her name? I don't know where she's from.
Traditional name.
Please, I just got what I got there. So Dory sent me this this video yesterday and said, if you don't play this, I'm not even talking to you because Aretha Franklin and George Michael are now gone.
I knew you were waiting.
Yeah, see, it's not my favorite Aretha song, but I just thought it would be a cool one to play because also Dory works for us and she'll kill me if I don't.
I remember this music
and
video.
Also, like, when George Michael left us, that's probably the most sad I've been.
Really?
Forget Michael.
You were?
Forget George Michael.
You were that sad? Listen to that voice, man.
Club Tropicana.
So, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, died yesterday. An incredible career spanning decades. A voice that will never be forgotten. And I think to give it its due and to pay proper tribute to her incredible life, someone who I know knows more about most things in music than anyone I know, Randall Abrahams is on the line. Hey, Randall, how are you, man?
Good, and you, Gareth?
Yeah, good. So Aretha and Elvis died on the same day, huh?
Yep, can you believe it? And one was born in Memphis and the other one died there.
It's amazing. I mean, she lived an incredible life, and she really was at the top of her game. She had a voice like no other. People are very upset about this, but she didn't always have it easy.
No, she didn't. I mean, she was born into the family of a very, very well-known reverend, C.L. Franklin, her dad. She grew up around, you know, amazing gospel and soul singers. She, you know, sang with amazing gospel and soul singers. But she, you know, she had a first child at 13 and a second, she fell pregnant at 13, had a first child at 14.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she had a tough life, you know.
Yeah.
But she was steeped in the tradition of that southern music, you know, from a very, very young age. She told a very famous story of her going on the road with the late Sam Cooke. And, she was extremely naive by her own admission. And she ended up in Sam's room. And she was, you know, very young at this stage. And somehow her dad arrived. And she, you know, she walked out the room and he came down. And, you know, she had no idea about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to her, Aretha, don't go into Mr. Cook's room. She didn't know what it meant, but she found out years later, you know. But
she did have
an initially incredible, you know, incredibly tough life, and she had some particularly bad marriages as well.
Yeah.
But from a musical point of view, I mean, there's very little, if anything, to touch it, you know.
Well, a lot of people talk about You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, like,
yes.
I Never Loved a Man.
Man. Yep.
People talk Dr. about
Feelgood.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yep.
What, in your opinion, is the stuff that made her so superior to other singers of that genre? I mean, there are a lot of talented women, particularly
Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Gladys Knight.
Right.
Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye. I mean, I could be here for days.
There were incredible names around at the same time, but for Aretha to have risen to the level of being called the Queen of Soul, and for her to be as celebrated as she was during her lifetime, let alone now, as we can look retrospectively at her career, what do you think it was that made her so different?
Well, let's just take a step back quickly, if you don't mind. Aretha, you know, the songs that you're talking about aren't the first element of Aretha's career. Mm. Aretha was signed by John Hammond, who also signed Billie Holiday, Bruce Springsteen, to Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd had what they call turntable hits at Columbia. So songs that don't really chart, but that are, you know, moderately successful and played on jukeboxes. And it was Hammond's, you know, idea to create an identity for her as kind of a jazz singer in the way of a Dinah Washington.
Right.
Quite sophisticated, et cetera, but it just wasn't working. And a guy by the name of Jerry Wexler was at a label called Atlantic, who had signed and had massive hits with Ray Charles, and he was chanting at the bit to be able to sign Aretha. He kept saying to people, you know, if anything ever happens, then, you know, we got to get onto it. And that day came in 1966, and Wexler got on board 100%, signed Aretha to Atlantic, and they ended up at a studio called Florence, Alabama Music Enterprises, FAME, run by a guy called Rick Hall in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Now, I'm sure that you know a little bit about the history of the Civil Rights Movement, and Alabama is quite central to all of that.
Mm.
Not exactly the place that you'd expect to take, you know, a black soul singer to go and record.
No.
Anyway, off they went down there. She was married to a guy called Ted Weiss at the time. They get to Florence, Alabama Music Enterprises, and the majority of musicians, the vast majority, are white. Spooner Oldham, Dan Penn, Roger Hawkins on drums, David Hood on bass, but they are the funkiest band you've ever heard in your life.
Oh, right.
And they record I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You There. And in fact, Do Right Man, Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, which is a song by Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham, Aretha can't get the phrasing right. And a guy by the name of Dan Penn, also a white guy, goes into the studio and sings those lines and shows her how to get over the song.
Wow.
Needless to say, her husband, Ted White, and the owner of the studio, there was a racial epithet, they say, that came from her husband, Ted White, towards Rick Hall, the owner of the studio. They end up drinking the entire time and end up in a fight. And Aretha leaves, having recorded only 3 songs. Jerry Wexler, extremely cunning owner of Atlantic Records, figures a way to get the band to New York and finishes the album there.
Wow.
He tells Rick Hall that he wants them to play on a record with a guy called King Curtis, who's part of the horn section. But in fact, he's finishing the Aretha record in New York. That's his purpose.
That's
how that record was made.
Was her first proper studio album?
No. That was her first hit album.
Right.
She'd made records for Columbia before.
Okay.
That was her first Atlantic record, and that is the genesis of the Queen of Soul, and in many ways that is, you know, the all the Grammys and the hit records come from those records on Atlantic. So you've got Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, you've got Lady Soul, you've got Live at the Fillmore, you've got albums produced by Quincy Jones in the 70s. And I think the thing is, the two things. Firstly, you know, a great number of fantastic musicians that she was able to play with at that time. But Jerry Wexler, again, the owner of Atlantic, he called her the most natural musician that he'd ever heard.
Wow.
And they say that when she went to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and those people had played with, you know, they'd played on Band of a Thousand Dancers by Wilson Pickett, which is another, you know, amazing soul record. But they say when Aretha went there, you know, she was extremely shy, extremely quiet, didn't say a whole lot. You know, obviously she was in an environment that she wasn't, had never been in before, studio she'd never been to before. But they say when she sat down at the piano and just started playing, the musicians were like, okay, we get it. You know, and these are like, you know, by that time they were, you know, extremely well-versed and had played with a bunch of people. And, you know, they were just absolutely blown away by her talent. If you listen to those records, like on I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, her piano playing on Dr. Fielder, because obviously, again, she grew up, you know, in the church. Her dad was the Reverend T.L. Franklin. And she taught herself how to play piano. But her piano playing is fantastic. I mean, it's like it's got that deep kind of spiritual soul vibe. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So, you know, as a natural musician, she could just do it. And then, I mean, to be blessed with that incredible voice. I mean, you know, just listen to those songs. Everything about them, as I say, on that first Atlantic album, cover of Ray Charles' "Drowning in My Own Tears," "Soul Serenade," "Dr. Feelgood," "Save Me," "Do Right Woman," "Do Right Man," even a song like "Save Me," which is just this riff played over and over again. It's actually a King Curtis song that they've just added a lyric to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great song, but, you know, she elevates that thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm curious also, like if we look at what happened later on in her career, I mean,
sure.
she had the majority of her success quite early on, but her reputation seemed to have given her a huge tail to her career. And she was almost revered by people who had no real reason to be deferential to her. You know, she was held in such high regard by other musicians that it was never at question that someone who would come along later, whether it was Mariah or Whitney or Tina Turner or any of those people, that they would never really be able to supplant her in her position.
Well, wasn't there a tribute about, like a diva tribute at one stage?
Yeah, there was, and all of those women were singing
at it.
I mean,
come on, it was second rate, let's be honest.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
It's like, you know, you can pay tribute to her, I get that part. You know, if that were me and they said, you know, perform like on this Aretha tribute, I'd say, can't I read out a statement? That's just a lot easier because if she's going to sing after me, then, I mean, there's no point in me, like, paying tribute to her. I'll read out a statement, you know, tell you about the first time I ever heard her records, and we'll move on from there.
Right. I remember you and I used to laugh about that time she went on Oprah and said to Oprah, I likes to eat. But she did have a sense of humor, and at the end, Sia even brought it up when we were talking earlier, that she really didn't hold back. Like, she would give opinions in just about anything towards
Absolutely.
The end. And she was
Absolutely.
Honored by Obama at the Kennedy Center, in the Kennedy Center Honors not so long ago. So she really ended on a high. I mean, she had a good innings.
Absolutely. She had a very good innings. Unfortunately, the same can't be said for a lot of, you know, pop and rock and roll stars who died really early. You know, Otis Redding in a plane crash, for example.
Mm.
But also she was able to maintain a career. You know, she had hits in the 80s, you know, songs with George Michael and, you know, hits of our own. And I guess, I mean, I guess if you've ever spent time listening to those early, you know, Atlantic albums, I think no matter who you were, you would figure, I don't think I'm ever going to make a record that's this good.
No,
I'd like to, but, you know, you know, I'll see how it goes. The interesting part, I was, you know, reading about Aretha now, and I see that the Rolling Stone review of "I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You," it says the album lacked versatility on the part of the sidemen. The drums weren't hard enough, the guitar was weak, and the production lacked polish. Now everybody in the world would want to make a record with those musicians and get that sound that came out of Fame Studio. Oh.
So they
shows how wrong you can be.
Basically full of shit. Rolling Stone has gone wrong a lot of times, but that's got to be right up
yes.
there.
I mean, come on. The bass player is Tommy Cogball, and in the case of Tommy Cogball, he was the biggest influence on a bass player by the name of Jaco Pastorius.
He's
in a band called Weather Report and is seen as like one of the greatest bass players ever. And the drummer, guy by the name of Gene Chrisman, because they also recorded some tracks with the musicians from American studios in Memphis. Gene Chrisman, Dr. Dre says, if you want to hear like how to play a bass drum wickedly, that's the guy to listen to. These are the people at Rolling Stone says the sidemen aren't that good. And obviously, the other thing to mention quickly is that Aretha's sister Carolyn sang backing vocals with her.
Yeah.
Her sister Irma as well.
Uh-huh.
And Irma had a massive hit with a song that was covered by Janis Joplin, Peace of My Heart.
Yes.
And lest we forget Dr. Emily Sissy Houston, Whitney's mom.
Right.
Is on those is on those records as well.
Huh.
And Whitney's mom also, you know, the Sweet Inspiration, sang backing vocals for Elvis. She left, obviously. She only did one Elvis concert series.
Yeah.
Because she left to be a solo performer. A sissy, that is.
What an incredible intertwined royal family tree of music. I mean, you've got Aretha, Sissy Houston, Elvis, Irma Houston, Janis Joplin. I mean, you pretty much got
Whitney.
Whitney, you got the winners there. That's a bloodline of talent, even if it is by marriage.
You know, those people may not know this, but Whitney actually met Elvis when she was about 6 years old. So she went to Vegas with her mom.
Yeah.
You know, and he came out and said hi to her and spent a little time with her. So, you know, I think if you look at it through the prism of poor Southern people, there's two things that are, if you're a musician and you came from that generation, there's two things that are almost there. One, you would have heard the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Simply because it was the biggest footprint as a radio station.
Right.
There's a good chance you would have heard it.
Right.
Doesn't matter who you were. The second thing that is for damn sure is you would have heard music in church and you would have learned to sing in church.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things that are almost absolutely certain that all those people, Ray Charles, Elvis, Aretha,
Otis,
would have had in common.
Right. All right, Randall, thanks, man. It's always good to talk to you, and we'll get together again soon. I actually heard something, a Gladwell podcast the other day about Elvis, and I thought of you, so we must talk about him at some point as well.
Brilliant.
All right, very good. There's Aretha Franklin, a little tribute, Randall Abrahams. By the way, is Idols on at the moment? Do you want to give it a plug?
We are on at the moment, and we go live in a week's time.
Very good. All right, kill it. Thanks, man. Cool.
Yeah.
There we go. Randall Abrahams. Very nice. Sis Ree. So you want to hear one of those songs he was talking about? Let's listen to this quickly. It's Dr. Feelgood. This is her on the piano.
I don't want nobody. Always. Sitting around. Me and my man.
Isn't that bad? Called Dr. Feel Good. It's one of the songs that was mentioned just a second ago. Here's the song that really broke out and made her a massive international star. 1967, I Never Loved a Man.
You're no good, heartbreaker. You're a liar and you're a cheat. And I don't know why I let you do these things to me. My friends keep
tell me you're not impressed. Jesus, what a voice. My God. This is another one. This is Lady Soul. I think it was off the album Lady Soul. It's actually Chain of Fools. It's a quite well-known song. It's R-E-S-P-E-C-T, which, you know, do I have to play it for you? I suppose I do, right? I mean, it would be wrong if I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably one of the most famous songs. This is the original version in 1967.
With still that confusing bit, though.
Which confusing bit?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
What
you want? Just a little bit, babe, just a little bit.
little tribute that was put together by one of the big music channels in the US. Thought this might help you to get perspective on her life. Take a listen to this. The first black woman voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, dubbed the Queen of Soul, 18 Grammys, 25 gold records.
Well, it's always wonderful when you can make a contribution and you can help people to help people. So I love that. That's what I'm about.
Died on Thursday in Detroit in the United States. Say a little prayer for her. There we go. Aretha Franklin, 76 years old. Whew. Okay, Robin. Where's Robin? Hey, Robin! I want Robin from Lifestyle in here. I'm going to talk to her about stuff. You know what I've got to talk about, too? There are a couple of emails here from someone. Someone wants to discuss this guy, Mark Minnie. Remember the Lost Boys of Bird Island?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That story is still carrying on.
Still going on. Still confusing.
Apparently, Will says, very suspicious. Why would he kill himself now? Or am I watching too much crime TV? That's from Elaine. Sorry, not Will. Elaine. And Will does want to talk about expropriation without compensation, but we'll talk about that next week. We're not going to have time today. So, Will, I'm not ignoring you. I promise we'll get to your email in a short while. There's actually a bunch of stuff I have to address. But it is time for us to sow the seeds, because spring is coming, and Robin's going to help us figure that out. Now, I know there are probably some people who are not all that interested in gardening, but I can tell you something. There is very little in the world that's as much of a joy than to see something that you've put your heart and soul into growing and living and actually making a contribution. You can eat some of these things. You can look at them. Some of them are just beautiful, beautiful additions to a garden which needs love and attention and care, and which shows that you have self-respect and dignity. And maybe a little bit of planting here and there and sowing a few seeds will make all the difference between you having a beautiful summer and a boring one.
It's kind of like mature person's PlayStation, really.
Yeah,
when you get when you get into actually planting and doing the things and researching the stuff,
mm-hmm.
It is.
So Robin Scher is here from Lifestyle Home and Garden. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Gareth?
Good. You're becoming a regular feature of my Fridays, and it makes me happy, not just because the weekend's here, but because you give us some useful tips. So we're talking about sowing today. So seeds can be bought. You guys sell a whole range of seeds. I'm used to only buying seeds for veggies and things, but you can buy them for flowers. You can buy them for larger, you know, deciduous plants. You can get them for herbs. You can get them for pretty much anything, right?
Yes, that's right. So you can get a huge range of herbs and veggies, obviously seasonally relevant, mm-hmm. and also flowers. And there are a lot of people who love to create a garden from seed because you get to really get immersed in the whole process. And that whole growth, all the phases, you are experiencing everything and you are personally growing the plant from nothing into like a fully grown plant that you can eat or pick the flowers. And so it's really something we encourage people to do, even experienced gardeners, but mostly new gardeners who are just trying to get into that whole thing and understand the process of growing your own plants.
You know what it is? It's about getting in touch with your like ancestors. I'm telling you, this was the greatest joy they ever had, because
your simplistic
learning
way of
to
being.
Domesticate
yeah.
plants.
Yeah, when this first yes. happened, it must have been mind blowing.
I mean, when humans discovered this, this is what the genesis of all agriculture, of cities, of people living in collective groups was all about. This is really very powerful from an anthropological point of view. To see those little green things come out of the ground must have been miraculous to them.
Yeah, I'm sure it was incredible.
It's still miraculous to us.
Yes, and especially for new gardeners who you know, haven't really got into the whole gardening thing, you feel like you don't know what you're doing when you're gardening, uh-huh. try sowing some seeds. And we obviously have some tips and a guide on understanding the packet and what all the information is and exactly how to do it. But this is really how you can be, you can see your work come to fruition, which is amazing because you will watch the seed. It will look like nothing in the beginning with soil, and slowly you'll see the first little shoot come up and you'll watch it grow from a seedling into a fully grown plant. Right. Where after you can obviously pick it, which will just be amazing and the best experience for someone trying to get into gardening.
Now, what I like about this too is that you've got all of this written down. So if you miss any of the stuff in the podcast, you can always go and check it out on Lifestyle Home and Gardens website. Yes. And you'll find all the information right there. It's very, very easy to find. And there's also a link on cliffcentral.com to all of that for you too. But let's go through some of the things you need to know, because you can't just throw a handful of stuff onto the ground and expect it to work, right? I mean, it might.
So you can, and it probably would work, but there are a few things that you should concentrate on. And it's actually very easy, because the seed packet itself will generally tell you exactly what needs to be done. What we've done is we've just identified the symbols that are shown on the seed packet, and we've just explained them in layman's terms so that people can understand exactly how to use the seed packet as a guide.
All right, so what are the symbols?
So you look on the front of the packet, you'll always see the name, the brand, you'll always see the type of plant and the variety. So if it's cabbage, it could be cabbage Brunswick, for example. Or, you know, pansies, then they're different types. Or sweet peas, there's trailing.
Yeah. Of course I know this stuff, yeah.
You do, Gareth, you're very well informed. And so it will tell you exactly the cultivar of the plant and the variety that you're buying. So you can choose exactly what you want to plant.
Okay.
We always recommend looking for things that you like to cook with or eat yourself, so that you can really experience the whole process and it'll be something that you will enjoy at the end. So choose something you like to eat. And then look for that specific variety or the different varieties in that range. If you love tomatoes, you can find about 10 different varieties of tomatoes. Choose the one that most appeals to you and take the packet. On the back, that is where you get all the information about how to sow the seed, what are the best conditions, where to sow it, and exactly, you know, the specifications of how that seed will be successful.
So in other words, how much sun, how much water...
Exactly.
What kind of soil?
Yeah, so it tells you where to sow it. Some seeds perform better if you sow them in seed trays first.
Okay.
Let them grow to little seedlings in a seed tray in a small, obviously ideal conditions.
Is that because
they're protected? Yes. So then, you can then, once they have grown to seedlings, you can transplant them into your garden at a certain point in time. The seed packet will also tell you that, the time frames. How long will it take from the seed to germinate into a little seedling? How long from the seedling till it will flower? And also how long until you can actually cut the herb or veggie and eat it from when you sowed it?
You've got to be patient for these things. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yes. that's the whole joy of seed sowing, is that you get to watch the whole experience and you have to be patient and you go through that whole process and take the time. The other thing that the seed packet will show you is when to actually sow the seed. So a lot of, especially herbs and veggies, they are seasonally relevant. So you can't always sow tomato seeds. You can't always sow watermelon seeds. So you have to decide which season you want to reap the benefits of the seed, and then you'll find those seasonally relevant seeds available at that time. So now that it's spring, almost everything, you can sow almost every herb and veggie at this time.
Oh, you got a seed packet right there, or is that a guide?
So this is a little guide, and it also tells you what is available in which month of the year. And because we are in August and going into September, there are about almost every variety of vegetable and herb available. Beetroot, beans, cabbage, carrots, cucumber,
wow.
Kale, leeks, lettuce, whatever you want to plant now. Now would be a great time to sow seeds, because you'll almost be able to find everything that you like. And obviously spring is the best time to be in the garden, because it's getting warm and you want to be outdoors.
Very nice. That sounds excellent. Are there any things that are very complicated to grow from seeds? Are there things that need very, very careful attention? I mean, I know people who grow like avo pips. They put toothpicks in them and drop them in a glass of water. And Avo actually makes roots. And then I don't know if those trees are ever successful because it takes a long time to grow an Avo tree.
Yes, Avo tree takes very long.
And they grow in very specific climates and they're easily hit by frost and blah, blah, blah. But seeds that we buy in packets, which do you like growing because they're really easy, and which are the most difficult?
So most seeds that you can buy in packets at retail stores are actually very easy to grow because it will show you how to grow it and exactly what conditions you need to have success with that on the packet. What is more difficult is if you are growing seeds that you've harvested yourself. So if you have a fruit or vegetable that you want to try and grow, it's way more difficult to have success with that because you will need to create real ideal conditions. You'll have to enhance a lot of the other elements in order to grow that because it's not something that has been made for sowing for customers. But we also recommend that to some people, and it can work very well. If you keep your seeds in the fridge, it actually helps to maintain them until you want to sow them into the ground. But we give a lot of advice about the different varieties at our inside information desk. So you can always phone in and ask because it does depend on which fruit or vegetable it is, how difficult it's going to be.
Do you mind, because you guys are so useful when it comes to like the information. You really, and you make it so easy for people to ask questions and to interact with you. You've got a website, you've got your Facebook, you've got, you know, all that stuff going as well. But then I'd imagine you get some really stupid questions. I know that you're nice people, so you don't treat people like idiots. But
and you're very patient when answering.
What stupid questions have you been asked about seeds?
Well, personally, I actually haven't been asked any stupid questions about seeds.
That's because you're nice and I couldn't ask a stupid question, but I bet you some other people have.
I'm sure there are some people, and I'm sure if you had to ask our info ladies, there might be some that are possibly a little more irritating than others. But obviously, we want to get everyone into gardening, people who literally know nothing. So we don't believe there are stupid questions. You must ask the questions because that's how you get into it and that's how you learn. So don't think you have a stupid question. Rather come and ask it or message us on Facebook or just phone in. Yeah, we'll answer anything.
For people like Sia and I who are impatient beyond belief, you can buy the seedlings in trays and then you just plant them in and they're already there.
So for those people who prefer instant gratification, there will always be
or
seedlings.
Something easier.
Yes. So we've made the seed sowing guide for those people who feel like experiencing the whole process. But if you are more about instant gratification and you don't really feel like waiting that long, we will have always seedlings available, different herbs and veggies. We even have packs that are like pizza herbs or salad herbs, and you can buy all herbs for a salad in one bowl. You can literally use that on your windowsill. So there's definitely that for those people who don't want to get their hands dirty, but we still encourage you to. So start by planting a seedling if that's better, and then go into the sowing seeds after.
Well, we've got a whole veggie garden growing outside here, and Jane is tending to that regularly, and Ben picks some of the stuff. How's your home garden going?
It's not going as well as previously. It kind of hit the skids a bit, but I'm replanting now.
Did everything die?
Yeah, the soil got a bit. Look, I got a good return on my harvest. I did, because I was eating all the time. And then it was also a week. Maybe I didn't water that well.
Oh, no, Ben.
But you need to be vigilant. This is the whole thing.
Yes, you do.
You need to care for it like it's a part of your living home.
And do you normally plant seedlings, or have you tried to sow seeds before?
I just get the stuff literally out of the packet, hoe it in there, put the soil around.
Wow. Water. Okay. But that's a very good start.
Allow for sun to do its
thing.
She's
trying not to be judgmental. I can see
Robin's
not being
judgmental. I'm just amazed how easy it was and what I got out of it. And that means I'll keep doing it because I know the process was simple.
Yes, exactly. And that's why we encourage people, even if you start with seedlings and you don't do much gardening with it, you just plant it, put the soil and water, start with that because the benefits are so amazing. You'll just want to do more.
And learn more, yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Robin. Next week, we'll be talking about planting plants and seedlings into pots and containers and how to transplant these things, because a lot of people are confused by how to do that. And often you'll buy something from Lifestyle and then you'll take it home. And because you're, you know, not the best at transplanting it to another pot or putting it in the soil in your garden, you can screw it up and kill the damn thing. So we're going to find out how to do that. And you will learn more about getting your hands dirty, how to build up your garden. You can also go to Lifestyle's blog. For more information, you can go to cliffcentral.com and find all the links to that. Robin Scher, thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. Always nice to see you. Have a happy weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And go along and visit Lifestyle Home Garden. There's so much to do there. So many things to see. Go and pay attention. We got two guys coming in from, two kids coming in from HDI Youth's Junior Board of Directors. They're going to pop by. Why? Because today's Experiential Fridays and we're doing ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, that's much more healthy and sensible than what we've been doing the last
few
weeks.
Yes, I think ice cream is way better than the fireball that we had 2 weeks ago.
Healthy ice cream in the morning, we don't know, but sensible, yes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Let's do it. So that's coming up in just a little while. We've got plenty of other stuff, including George Meany popping by with Auto Trader and the Auto Central highlights of the week. All of that and more. All coming right up. All right. It's Friday, which means we have some fun. We get to meet some cool people and we get to hang out. And we've got Paul's homemade ice cream here. Wow. Is this dry ice?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So this stuff's been kept cold. Celeste, is this you or is this Nola or is this Sia? Who organized this? Is it you, Sia? Oh,
yeah.
Of course I knew it was you,
Sia. There's some friends here and there. Yeah, nice, cool places.
So we've got some ice cream. Now, who doesn't love ice cream, especially first thing on a Friday morning?
I know.
So, which one of you two is Radicejo? Is that you? That's you. Hey, say hello. There we go.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good. Radicejo, you 10?
Yes.
10 years old. And you are at WIPS?
No.
Where are you? At home school?
Yeah.
Okay. So, tell me about yourself. Come on. This is your chance to boast a little bit before you have that ice cream I'm going to give you.
If you want to know more about me, go follow me on Instagram.
Whoa!
Okay, what's going on? What's your handle? Come on, let's do this.
10-year-old boy turning 11 on the 16th of October.
Yeah.
Do homeschooling, so a lot of fun.
Yeah?
And
what is that like? So do you wake up in the morning like everybody who goes to normal school at the same time and you have to go and sit in a room and then you get different lessons, or how does it work?
Like, I go to an actual place.
Yeah, where is that?
I think it's...
Is it near your house or is it far?
I don't know.
Well, you don't even know. Okay.
They just take me.
All right. So what are you doing? Sitting on the phone, uploading your Instagram on the back seat?
Yeah.
I actually all just right. found you on Instagram.
Okay. What is his Instagram handle?
Radicejo underscore D98.
No.
Oh, is that your old Instagram?
Whoa. How many have you got?
Seven.
You got seven? Okay.
I forget my password a lot.
All right. So what kind of subjects are you doing in homeschooling at the moment?
Normal ones. We just don't do Zulu.
You don't do Zulu?
Yeah.
But can you speak Zulu?
I don't really know.
Oh, you're not good at that yet.
No.
All right. Well, don't feel bad. I'm bad at some languages. Don't worry. Don't panic. Nobody's judging you. All right. So ice cream on a Friday is never a bad idea, right?
Never.
So I've actually only invited you here, and I'm going to say hi to you in a second, Bongani. But I only invited you two here because I thought we needed someone to share ice cream with us. And there's no one who appreciates ice cream more than Sia.
Yes.
But apart from Sia, we thought we'd bring in two real fans. So tell me about you, Bongani. Let me put on your microphone. God, this is useless. I'm terrible at this, aren't I? All right, so tell me about you, Bongani.
I'm Bongani. I'm 12. Or I'm turning 12 next month. I go to WIPS.
Yeah? Is that in Pretoria?
Yes, Pretoria.
Okay. So you came through especially this morning?
Yes, I'm sleeping at his house.
Are you bunking school?
No, I'm on holidays.
Oh, thank goodness. I didn't want to get into trouble. So you two friends?
No, he's my cousin.
Okay. See, this plot gets thicker. All right, so tell me about WIPS. I think my nephew's there. Nice school.
Yes, it's a very good school. It's a boys-only school.
Mm-hmm.
They're not strict. They're very nice.
But they got their rules, huh?
Yes. Oh. But it's fine. The sports are compulsory, so...
That's all right. What are you playing?
Oh, we have to play all sports.
You'd have to do everything?
Yes.
Is there enough time in the day to do everything?
Sometimes you even finish school at 5:30.
Oh, jeez.
I never finished school at that time. I was out of there by 2. You could hear the tires screeching. Jeez, I couldn't wait to get away from school. You enjoying it?
Yes, I'm actually enjoying it.
All right, so tell me about what you think is better. What you're doing, going to WIPS, or what your cousin's doing when he gets homeschooled?
I like going to WIPS I think because you get to meet new people.
Okay. But he gets to meet new people. You've got other people doing homeschooling with you, right?
Yeah, but they...
Go on. Tell the truth. You don't have to worry. No one's going to get cross with you here. Tell the truth.
Most of them are psychopaths.
Radicejo, you just called the other people you're...
I'm...
You just called that's them psychopaths. That's why I don't want to
say it. Guys, please, at some stage, have your ice cream.
Yeah, you can
melt.
Eat your ice cream.
That's why I don't want to say it.
He looks so nervous.
So, Ben, come and choose something here. What do we got?
Well, Gareth,
must I just give you whatever I've got here?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's are they different birthday flavors? Cake flavor.
Oh, wow. Missing, how do you know
it's
that?
It's on the side of the box.
Every flavor is a win. Cake. All right, Ben's got birthday cake. Do you want chocolate, Nutella, and Oreo, Sia?
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. What is this flavor?
Nolo.
That's birthday cake.
Nolo, would you like some birthday cake, or would you like some
birthday cake?
Of the one Sia's got? What do you feel like? Cake. Birthday cake. All yours. All right, so you got birthday cake as well there?
Yeah.
All right, so how do you like having ice cream on a Friday morning? First thing.
Love it.
You wouldn't get away with this at home, hey?
I would. Never.
What, you're allowed to eat ice cream whenever you want?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Never.
Yeah, my parents aren't that strict.
So, Bongani, you don't?
Never,
huh?
No.
All right, well, you know what? Sometimes the strict parents are good. Sometimes you get irritated.
Goodness.
My parents are only strict when I'm actually being naughty, so.
So what do you do that's naughty? I mean, when do you get into trouble?
Oh, when I break a glass on purpose.
On purpose? What, like throw it against
on
the
purpose.
Wall?
On purpose, yeah. Like when I'm angry or something.
You throw glass against the wall?
No, like if I do it like on purpose,
yeah.
Then I'd get in trouble. Like if I swear to my sisters a lot, then I'd get in trouble.
How old are your sisters?
The other one's 16, turning 17. The other one's 13. She's having a birthday on the 28th of August.
Okay, so quite a lot older than you, huh?
Yeah.
Do you get on with them most of the time or?
Not the oldest one, the most.
Yeah, but she's 16. They can get annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, so what do you like to do in your spare time? I mean, you play games, you do some sport. What do?
I play Call of Duty.
Good man.
A lot of Xbox.
That's excellent.
Or I watch TV, like The Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad.
Are there rules around, like, social media for you? Because you've got your own Instagram account and you're only 10?
No.
No rules. You can do what you want.
Yeah.
Who do you follow?
Sure. That's a lot of people. Must I give them shout-outs?
Yeah, go on.
Like
what
the
hell?
Who are
give
the cool
them a shout-out.
And
maybe they're people that we don't even know. Go for it.
Okay, there's a guy, Caleb.frost.
Mm-hmm.
Busty Lerero.
Jesus, who are these people?
My best friends.
Oh.
I thought these are like famous rappers or something.
Yeah, like Busty.
Yeah. Oh, Travis Scott. Yeah.
All right.
Travis Scott, he's a rapper. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bungzy.dube, my cousin.
Wow. There you go. You follow Bongani, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
All right. So, are you also on social media a lot of the time? How much time do you get to spend on there?
I don't do that much.
Uh huh.
I just like taking photos. That's it.
Yeah. Well, are you going to be a photographer one day?
Yeah. Yes, I want to be a photographer.
That's cool. I mean, these days you just need your phone, right?
Yeah.
And you can take some pretty damn good pictures with those phones.
Yeah.
So tell me, between the two of you, when you're on holiday like this, what do you get to do all day? You just mess around?
I like...
You can go first.
No, go.
This always happens.
Go. Valitseho, you go first.
Yeah.
Usually sit at home. Just
have ice cream.
A lot of ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream for breakfast.
I gotta tell you, this is really good.
Breakfast. You're having the chocolate Nutella and
I'm having
Oreo
the same
one
as Sia's having.
Oh, it's
Ben,
really
what's
good.
Yours like?
It feels like my birthday, just because I'm having this. It's that good.
So have you guys ever hung out with people as old as us?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Hey, how old do you think we are?
20s.
Really?
All of us in this
or
room?
Or 30s.
Jeez, that's a
she
nice...
She looks like she's 26.
Oh, wow. Not
32.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, Gareth looks 32. Okay,
I look 32.
What about Ben?
God bless you, Raditzepo.
You're 25, right?
Ben's 25.
Yeah, 25.
All right. And Sia, how old do you think
you are? Oh, Sia's 25.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're 25.
And then how old does Ben look?
You look like...
43.
43, yeah. That's right. 43.
You look like you're in your 40s. Yeah.
How old are you, Ben?
48.
No, he's not really. He looks that though, right? Okay, so
yeah.
What do you think of your ice cream there? What do you got?
Same
as Ben, birthday cake?
Something,
right.
I don't know.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right.
There's some more in there. Look at me.
Yeah,
I'm
Nola,
a slow
Nola,
eater, so.
You having yours? What do you got going on there?
I've got the birthday cake.
So Paul's, by the way, Paul's homemade ice cream, he sent us this once and we thought, you know what, it would be cool to try this out, but not just with adults because that's boring. Now, we've got Raditseho and we've got Bongani here this morning and I'm just hanging with them because I thought Friday mornings we always try to do something experiential. I was going to invite you guys last week for the Hublies, but I thought maybe that's not such a good idea, you know?
Hubbly bubbly.
Yeah, what's the naughty stuff? You're not going to do that yet, right? What's the naughtiest stuff you guys have been up to, what you got into trouble last time with your parents for? Bongani, you go first. Be honest and don't lie to me, huh? Tell the truth. What's the last time you got into really serious trouble?
I think I broke something.
You guys break a lot, huh? Glasses with Raditsekho on you. What did you break?
That's just when I'm angry.
Yeah, well, you've got a temper in you then.
Oh, I lost something at school.
What did you lose?
I lost my shoe.
Oh, my. One shoe?
Yes, my sandals. So then I couldn't find them.
Both of them or just one?
Actually, no, I lost my glasses.
Jesus, you lost a lot.
And after a year, I found them.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, man.
What are your teachers like? Cool?
Yes, they're pretty cool. Sometimes they're strict, but...
Mm. What's your favorite subject?
I'd say either computers or music.
Oh, wow. You good at computers?
Yes, but I like music more.
Hmm. Who's your favorite artist? You mentioned Travis Scott. Who you got?
Travis Scott.
Hmm. He's the guy, huh?
Yeah.
He's got like 10 songs on the top 10 at the moment. He's like the king of the music charts.
Yes.
All right. So if you had $1 million, what would you buy?
Me?
Hmm. What would be the first thing you'd buy? Just for you. Don't tell me you're going to save or something sensible like that.
Oh, clothes.
Clothes. What kind of clothes would you want?
I'd buy...
Where would you go?
I'd go to Off-White.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy Supreme.
Wow. Supreme. You don't mess around. You've got a Supreme cap on right now. You're a brand loyal dude. What about you? Raditsekho, what would you buy? $1 million in your account right now. Your parents don't have any say over what you buy. You go ahead.
Oh, first I'm going to buy my own place.
Mm.
Oh.
10 years old, your own place.
Yeah, buy a car. Mm-hmm. Hopefully get a driver's license.
You're like a 25-year-old trapped in a 10-year-old's body.
Probably.
Yeah, but I mean, you're really mature for your age, dude.
Oh, thank you.
No, you are. You got things together. Your life seems to be very organized. What do you want to be one day?
Game engineer or professional boxer or in the CIA.
Well, that's very different stuff.
Yeah. I just figured that
professional
out.
Boxer?
Yeah,
are you worried about getting hurt?
No.
I'd be really scared of being punched in the face. Do you know how bad I would look? I mean, I look bad already. Imagine me hard look if I punched in the face.
Some guy knocked out my tooth and now it won't grow back.
At homeschooling?
Yeah.
So, what kind of... It sounds like prison.
Yeah.
Wow. I always thought homeschooling was for, you know, much more sort of refined people.
When you're actually at home.
Yeah, but this is hectic. Yeah. People smacking out each other's teeth. And tell me why the CIA? That's an interesting thing to bring up. You want to be like a secret agent?
Yeah. Suppose I play a lot of Black Ops 2, so
mm-hmm.
I've learned one, two things from it. So, first I know how to control a gun. Not like that,
mm-hmm.
but...
Don't worry. When you get to 14, come to me. I'll show you how to use a real one.
Oh, jeez. 14 years old, you can use
sure,
a gun?
Sure, of course. I'll teach him how.
Okay, Uncle Gareth is saying that.
Colton Heston, yeah. Back off.
I'll teach you how. It's not scary if you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah,
you just got to be responsible with the thing. You can't go around like in Black Ops shooting people, you know, in the game. But you're not an idiot. You can tell. Yeah, terrorists. Oh. Shoot the hell out of them. Good for you. See someone from Al-Qaeda, what do?
Shoot them.
Right.
Okay.
And what do you do with a witch? Burn them.
Put water, I guess.
That is not good advice today.
All right. What are you doing this weekend? Any plans?
Well, I'm going to be chilling with them, so...
You two just chilling. I think that must be pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, you lie around the house. Parents tell you what to do?
No.
Do you?
What time you wake up in the mornings if you don't have to go to school?
Oh, I wake up sometimes at 8 or 10.
Okay, that sounds good. Way better than like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock for school.
On weekends, sure. I wake up at like 4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Yeah, but on school days, I want to wake up at like 11.
So. School days, you wake up at 11. So what does that mean? What time
like,
do you get
on
to
school days, I want to wake up late.
Yeah, but you can't. You have to go to school, yeah. Right? But you would love to sleep till 11. On weekends, it's your time, so you want to wake up early.
Yeah. I don't know. I just sit down and watch TV.
What's your favorite TV show?
Oof. It's difficult. American Dad.
Ah, we like that.
I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
A bit advanced for you.
That's right.
I wonder this kid's so like mature and full of it. I like your attitude.
Don't you think CS like Roger?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Every way. Yeah. All the mannerisms.
What makes you say that? There we go. Let's keep that.
He is like Roger, right?
Your arms are long. Your voice kind of sounds like him.
Morgani, what are you watching?
I like watching Blackish, but it's done now, so. Mm-hmm. I'd say.
Movies?
Oh, my favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the. There's a movie called Point Break.
Okay. Wow, that's old school, man.
Old one or the new one?
Oh, no, the new one.
Yeah,
oh,
the new one's not with Patrick Swayze, obviously.
Oh, right, I was going to say, you know, you really some serious classics in your DVD collection. So tell me quickly, when like Marvel bring out a new movie, are you guys into that at all?
Or yes.
Right, I watched Infinity War 5 times.
Infinity War is awesome. I watched it twice.
Sad. Really sad.
Well, of course, half the people go, right?
Especially for Spider-Man.
Oh, spoiler.
Are you saddest to lose him? I mean...
No, Black Panther.
Black Panther goes.
Get him.
You prefer
Spider-Man? He just made one movie and he died.
What Spider-Man made one movie.
And Spider-Man's coming back because Spider-Man 2 is going to be a movie.
Spider-Man made way too many movies. He's like the least impressive superhero.
And there have been so many different Spider-Man.
The new Tom Holland is the best.
Spider-Man.
If you could have any superpower, whose superpowers would you have? Which of the Marvel people would you want to be?
Let me guess. You're not going to say I shoot a web because Spider-Man's lame.
Star-Lord. He's a celestial.
He doesn't have
powers.
Volume 2,
he lost his powers.
Star-Lord's awesome because he listens to good music. Yeah. He's got a sense of humor.
If you lose your powers, that's
he's
like
cool.
A, that's
I
like
him.
Broke blesser.
And his dad is like...
he's a whole planet.
Yeah, he's a planet. I mean, that's pretty damn cool. All right, what about... because I got to ask you a couple of really, really important serious questions now. What do you think of the president, Cyril Ramaphosa? You can go ahead. You can be honest. You can't upset anybody. Tell the truth.
He's a pretty good president.
Mm-hmm. What's he done for you?
Well, also...
What's he done for you, Bogani?
You think that's funny?
We're related to him.
Yeah? Are you related to him?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You ever use that to, like, get out of trouble?
No.
No? You ever tell people if they mess with you, like, you know who I'm related to?
No.
All right, so you like Cyril. You closely related?
Not closely.
But he knows who you are.
He knows my mom.
Oh, wow. So if you pitched up at his house, if you pitched up at the president's house, they wouldn't throw you out in the street.
I don't think he knows, but his wife knows me. Mm. She's my aunt.
She's great. Dr. Tsepo Motsepe.
Yes.
She's fantastic. She does a lot for early childhood development. You know that?
Yes.
She runs these Asher creches where they help kids who... grow up in townships and all kinds of other places to get like what they need to be able to, you know, start their lives properly. Like early education, they get looked after, they get fed, because a lot of these kids don't have a whole lot to rely on. Like you guys have got, you know, family and you go to school and all that stuff. What do you think of the president? Hey, Radit Secho? You
no
were laughing.
Offense,
you were laughing at him. So you go ahead. You're going to insult someone now because you just said no offense.
So go for it.
No offense, but I'm probably only going to care about these things when I'm older.
Good for you. That's the attitude.
Because kind of like, what am I going to do about it though?
And what are they going to do for you? Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like they're going around handing out games.
Like when they changed from Zuma to Cyril. I didn't see the difference.
Yeah, me either. Nothing's happened. If anything, the rand's got weaker.
Yeah.
Less job opportunities. These all things.
Good point. Good point. Okay.
All right, cats, dogs, you got pets?
My dog died.
Oh, no. Oh, what kind of dog was it?
Siberian Husky.
Oh.
You had ducks before, right?
Yeah, but those were insane ducks, you know?
Insane.
And you had a fish.
The bigger one killed the little one.
Jesus, you got vicious dogs.
No, that was those were ducks.
Ducks?
Yeah.
Oh.
You had ducks that killed each other? I saw a video. Listen, I want to know what you think of this. I saw a video the other day of a chicken. And there's a chicken that's wandering around the garden. And there's a cat. And the cat is like trying to catch a rat. And the rat runs out past the cat. And it gets eaten by the chicken.
Wow.
What?
Did you know chickens could eat rats?
No.
This chicken beat the cat to the rat and took it away.
Jeez.
How do you like that?
I
didn't know chickens are dangerous.
No, I don't.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that.
No, it's pretty damn scary. So what do you guys do with HDI?
You just call us and we just go.
They ask you a bunch of questions?
Yeah.
Use you for research?
Yeah.
Can we use your research?
Like, if we call you up and we ask you questions like DC or Marvel, you'll answer. Marvel. Yeah, no, I know you jumped to that one.
DC. DC.
Nike or Adidas?
Adidas. You're Nike.
Oh, steady. Okay.
That was...
Let's think. Got some good ones here.
Who's the coolest phone out there?
Phone?
Yeah, what's the coolest phone?
Sure. Yeah, Apple or Samsung? Go for it.
Apple.
Samsung, because Apple, you have to control iTunes thing, and I hate it.
Do you guys have phones?
Yeah.
What time, how old were you when you got a phone?
I was around about like 6 years old.
Six?
I had like one of those Nokias. So.
Yeah, those are embarrassing.
Yeah.
What did you do with it eventually? Use it to blow something up?
I played that Red Ball game or that Snake.
What games you got on your phone now?
Sure.
Lots. Have you like maxed out your parents' credit cards at the App Store?
No.
Is your ice cream melting like mine?
Yeah.
Well, there's more for you in there as well.
I'm now
the
onto
different flavors.
I'm now onto the Rocky Road in the tub.
Well, I've got Faily Rider, Happy Racing, Tank Stars, Flip Diving, Faily Brakes, Pixel Gun 3D, Jetpack Joyride, Dumb Ways to Die 2, Minecraft.
Dumb Ways to Die.
Fallout Shelter.
Sure.
Sims.
You play Sims on your phone? Isn't that a little difficult to do?
It's actually fun.
So with like Call of Duty and the Xbox stuff,
You
obviously have to sit at home and do that. Are there hours that they'll give you to play, or do they just let you play as long as you want?
Whenever I want.
Wow. And you seem to be pretty together about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not worried that you're going to like develop a big fat ass and, you know, and your eyes will get fried and your brain will get fried if you play too long. You don't care about that. You're having fun?
Yep.
All right. Well, look at Ben.
Have one knife.
Do you think Ben has a cat or a dog?
A cat.
Cat.
What makes you say that?
Because he looks like a
like
cat
the
person.
Looks like cat.
Do you think Ben has a girlfriend or do you think he's single?
Single. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You guys. Yeah, I see what's going on here.
Wait. No, he's probably going to prove us wrong by having a wife.
Yes.
So you think he sits alone at home with his cat?
No.
Yeah,
Jasper.
you guys
he has a wife.
You got a cat called Jasper.
No, I've already been told I have long arms. I basically look like a freak, like Roger.
Roger.
That's not exactly a stretch.
All right, Nolo. Nolo, come in here quickly. I want to show you off to the... What kind of music do you think Nolo listens to? This is going to completely freak you out.
If it's pop, rap.
You think she listens to rap?
Yes. Or goth.
See? There we go.
She's wearing leather pants today.
You're wearing goth.
Goth, dude. It's you got it right. She's like a metalhead.
Define goth.
Someone emo. Invest black.
Does
black,
an emo
dark
person smile
type
like
of,
I do?
Sometimes. Goth when they see someone in pain, yes.
You are hilarious.
How would you describe Nola's outfit today?
Gothic.
She's wearing like leather.
Yeah,
it's rock and roll.
Yeah, what does she have going on? It's the leather jacket with tassels.
She's got two chokers on. She's got black lipstick.
Two chokers.
Keep talking. I'm diagnosing you. Written on her t-shirt.
See, this is the stuff that I'm talking about.
Yeah, emo. You're probably close to the mark. All right, guys.
We've learned a lot this morning.
We got a lot more ice cream here, so you're welcome to hang out a little bit longer. We've got some other stuff I want to get to as well. Yep. But thanks for coming to spend some time with us. It's very cool to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Can you believe that I just wanted to eat ice cream with you? Isn't that weird?
Nope.
That's your 30.
But kids, if someone else of Gareth's age wants to eat ice cream with you this
just
weekend,
say no.
Say no.
Yeah, if anyone else says to you, yeah, of course, because there's a lot of creeps out there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, be careful of them. It's a very good point, Ben. Ooh. How responsible of you. All right, well, I'm going to play some Travis Scott for you. How about that?
Yes. Thank you.
See what I can find here. Stargazing?
Butterfly Effect.
No. Play Sicko Mode.
Sicko Mode. All right, you got it. See, look how good I am. There it is. Just for you. 8 o'clock, cliffcentral.com. Friday morning. All right, very nice. Cliffcentral.com, Friday morning. I hope you're ready for the weekend.
That was fun.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah. I hardly spoke to Nolo today. She's going to be uploading a little video a little later on, so make sure you look out for that on cliffcentral.com. It's Friday. Do you want to do the unnews?
Yes.
All right, we can do the unnews. First things first, though, let me just remind you, we are 6 days away from our exclusive movie screening, The Equalizer 2. We're officially out of tickets to give away. We cannot wait to hang out with you and the rest of the cliffcentral.com crew, so come along, have some popcorn and coke on us, and we will enjoy the action thriller showcasing Denzel Washington at his best. That's next Thursday, the 23rd of August, the day before it hits cinemas nationwide. Special for you because you emailed us. Denzel's reprising his signature role as Robert McCall in The Equalizer 2, which hits cinemas on the 24th, but you get to see it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Count down with us by using hashtag TheEqualizer2. I liked it when Gordon and I did the movie voice. McCall serves in unflinching justice for the exploited and oppressed. But how far will he go when that is someone he loves? When his former agency boss and only friend is killed in an ordered hit, McCall leaps to action to avenge her death. To settle the score, he will have to face four highly experienced killers who have the same precision training as he does.
Now it's official, yeah. And I have no idea why they always start with "in a world."
Does it drive you crazy that those two kids we just had in here now are like way more confident than you would ever have been at 10? I mean, at 10 years old, I was like a bumbling lunatic. I had nothing to say. I was completely intimidated by everything. I was a nerd. I was boring. I mean, that Raditzejo, I'm impressed, man. He's going to grow up and change funny. The world.
Yeah, he's like a bit of a dick, but he's funny.
I like that. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he was
That's
giving,
what you need to function in this world.
He was giving you some serious words, and you deserved all of them. I like the way he
single
said,
with Jasper.
I like the way he said you're a single man with cats in your 40s.
We can just see it in you. You're
of
a cat person.
Of course you like that, Gareth.
I mean, that's like the most insulting thing you could say to Ben. He would have...
Oh, he's back.
Oh, here he is. Yes, you're okay. What? Do you want to give...
I'm not.
You're not a dick.
No.
Stand up for yourself. That's it. That's what this world is all about.
I'm not a dick.
He's just running here.
I tell Ben what you really think of him.
Should I?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I think you're a cat person living in your 48.
No, you see what's happening here. By me saying you're a bit of a dick, that's not an insult. That is an observation of the fact that you are clever enough to have your own opinion. So I'm not insulting you here. And this is what friends do. So you've run in here and shown that you are actually 10 because now you're trying to defend yourself. But you don't have to defend yourself.
Ben's trying to be your friend.
This is just guys chatting.
Mm. Do you want to be friends with Ben?
I'm confused now.
Don't worry.
It's just a simple life lesson. Like, it's something to be defensive about. I'm not insulting you at all.
Calling another guy dick.
Yeah, but he means it in a nice way. Like,
see, but it's like, I've got some friends.
Now I've got some friends, and one of the reasons I like them is because they kind of have an attitude. They can be dicks sometimes. So
it's this beautiful thing called context. Like, if Sia cut me off in traffic and he'd be like, oh, he's a dick. We're talking now in a context of familiarity, so therefore you're not a dick, but you sound like a dick.
Which is cool. It's like he's giving you a compliment.
I mean, like, it's a tough, tough long lesson.
And just don't use that word at school. Yeah,
don't go calling people that.
Yeah, we learned that. Yeah.
All right, right.
Oh, jeez.
I'll bet you could. Bye. Isn't that kind of insulting also when they think because you're 10 years old, you've never heard a bad word? Meanwhile, yeah. Everybody is saying much worse stuff, and you know all the dirty stuff, right? I mean, no. You're not an idiot.
No.
You've heard it all. But they're all like, oh, we can't put swearing in a show because kids might hear it. Like, what? I'm not an idiot.
10 years old.
Right, 10 years old. You've seen it all.
Last thing, I'm about to leave now.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow me, The Real Rat, to on Instagram. Right. Thank you.
There we go.
And that is a wrap.
All right, look at him. Look at this guy. God, he's polished. All right, thank
that's
you.
That's a wrap through the Instagram
and he walks
handle.
Out, he's like, that's all I need to say.
Has a little swagger.
Swagger out.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing. What you just witnessed is some self-confidence. Ben, you'd make a terrible father the way you were using words like context and familiarity.
Oh, I'm sorry, must I use baby speak, Gareth?
No, but you can just break some things down an easier way.
You could be like Dave Levinson. He's a good dad.
He's a great dad.
Gosh.
Isn't he? Hey, Dave.
Ben got roasted by a 10-year-old. I love it. I want to watch. Can we have this guy on more? Just
Ben got roasted.
Whatever your sports show is called, Roast with Ben with a little 10-year-old. I want to get you a spade, Ben, because you just dug yourself a deeper hole. Let me teach you a life lesson, young man.
Well, it's true,
when
though.
When my cat comes in and tells me...
That's not what I said.
I always
on.
Tell my cat life lessons. You know nothing, man. Get a kid for a day.
How is your experience of raising your child? He seems pretty together.
I tell him he's a dick every day so that he learns that life is hard and people are bad.
I wouldn't want to be your child, Dave.
I wouldn't want to get ice cream from you.
Okay, here's some ice cream, Dave.
In your face.
Can you play that ice cream tune?
Yeah. What, how does it go again?
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
That was lekker, man.
We got some ice cream for you.
Thank you. And that's good quality stuff, that.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's Paul's homemade ice cream.
Wow, Dave, have you used this before on children?
No, it looks like a soap bar.
Don't turn something nice into something filthy, Ben. Come on. We're trying to have fun here. Don't.
Okay, Gareth.
You were roasted by the 10-year-old. Dave's quite right. Now you're sensitive.
Oh. I'm not sensitive.
No.
Jeepers.
Beautiful. All right, anyway, we've had a lot of fun today.
I love you, Ben.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. All right, everybody, it's been a busy week. We got another busy week ahead of us next week, and it's almost the end of August. It's almost springtime. Let's get into the mood. First, the unnews. Virtuoso's 2018 Lux Report has named South Africa as the number one adventure country in the world. Have you heard this? With its breathtaking terrain and diverse destinations, it really is the place to be. To take the adventure even further, full-time citizens of the country also get the added element of basic survival in urban areas from hijackings and daily financial attacks from government. It's very exciting. It's been quite a week in politics, mostly because even they are digesting the lie that they have thrown out lately, the lies. The DA have had their hands very full, though. Musi Maimane recently reached 1 million Twitter followers. So they're having a series of events to celebrate that milestone. That's really all he cares about. And finally, AB de Villiers is enjoying retirement. Not overly shocking, as he's young, healthy, and very rich. And also, he knows exactly how many children he has with how many women. Not a lot of ex-cricketers can boast that. That's all you need to know this morning. We will see you on Monday at 6 o'clock, bright and early. Dave Levinson is coming up with the Just Now Comedy Show at 9. We've got... The sex show.
Casper.
Dirty, filthy sex show. Casper and the Casper Radio Show, and plenty more on cliffcentral.com on a Friday. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Thanks to our special guests, Raditzeho and Bongani, and Paul's homemade ice cream for our experiential Fridays. Nola will post a video later on. Have a happy day.
Cliffcentral.com.